Harry was suddenly on his feet. Rage, such as he had not felt since his last night in Privet Drive, was coursing through him. He didn't care that Snape's face had gone rigid, the black eyes flashing dangerously.
"What did you say to me, Potter? I told you to shut up about my dad," Harry yelled. "I know the truth, all right. He saved your life. Dumbledore told me. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for my dad."
Snape's sallow skin had gone the colour of sour milk.
"And did the headmaster tell you the circumstances in which your father saved my life?"
he whispered.
"Or did he consider the details too unpleasant for precious Potter's delicate ears?"
Harry bit his lip. He didn't know what had happened and didn't want to admit it, but Snape seemed to have guessed the truth.
"I would hate for you to run away with the false idea of your father, Potter,"
he said, a terrible grin twisting his face.
"Have you been imagining some act of glorious heroism? Then let me correct you. Your saintly father and his friends played a highly amusing joke on me that would have resulted in my death if your father hadn't got cold feet at the last moment. There was nothing brave about what he did. He was saving his own skin as much as mine. Had their joke succeeded, he would have been expelled from Hogwarts."
Snape's uneven, yellowish teeth were bared.
"Turn out your pockets, Potter,"
he spat suddenly. Harry didn't move. There was a pounding in his ears.
"Turn out your pockets, or we go straight to the headmaster. Pull them out, Potter."
Cold with dread, Harry slowly pulled out the bag of Zonko's tricks and the Marauder's map. Snape picked up the Zonko's bag.
"Ron gave them to me," said Harry, praying he'd get a chance to tip Ron off before Snape saw him. "He brought them back from Hogsmeade last time."
"Indeed. And you've been carrying them around ever since. How very touching. And what is this?"
Snape had picked up the map. Harry tried with all his might to keep his face impassive. "Spare bit of parchment," he said with a shrug. Snape turned it over, his eyes on Harry.
"Surely you don't need such a very old piece of parchment," he said. "Why don't I just throw this away?"
His hand moved toward the fire.
"No,"
Harry said quickly.
"So,"
said Snape, his long nostrils quivering,
"is this another treasured gift from Mr. Weasley, or is it something else? A letter, perhaps written in invisible ink, or instructions to get into Hogsmeade without passing the Dementors?"
Harry blinked. Snape's eyes gleamed.
"Let me see. Let me see,"
he muttered, taking out his wand and smoothing the map out on his desk.
"Reveal your secret,"
he said, touching the wand to the parchment. Nothing happened. Harry clenched his hands to stop them from shaking.
"Show yourself,"
Snape said, tapping the map sharply. It stayed blank. Harry was taking deep, calming breaths.